Welcome to the Undisputed Podcast of the World.
Ding, 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 ding.
It is tables and ladders and chairs.
Oh, my.
Tables and ladders and chairs.
Oh, my.
Tables and ladders and chairs.
Oh, my.
2018, I am your host, Trebuchet, and...
Bang, bang.
That is your champion, Mo, Joe Raleigh, hanging out here. How's it going?
Good.
How about you guys?
Good.
Going good.
I'm alive.
Also in the house... Chad Showtime Schultz.
Hi, everybody.
Also here, the Nate Yard Dog.
Woof, woof.
NYD.
NYD.
NYD. Also here, the Ryback.
Hey.
And we're going to get some picks in here because we have the title on the line. Also here, Chris Scout. How you doing?
Good. I was wondering if I was going
to
get a...
You kept walking from one end of the room to the other.
Oh, yeah. I think you put your toes.
I'm sitting down. But we have some picks going on here, and we got a lot of stuff to talk about, because the last time we podcasted, it was Survivor Series, yes. Heath Slater's a referee now, guys.
Uh-huh.
How do we feel about that?
He sure is.
He's got kids, man.
Well, he's on Raw every week now. It's steady job. And he's actively screwing over Seth Rollins.
And he's reffing the Corbin matches, seems
it's,
like.
It's awesome. I love it.
Wait, is he referring the Corbin match tonight?
Yeah.
Oh. All
right. But, coming down to the ring right now, the Cruiserweight Champion, Buddy Murphy. So we're going to get our picks in for this match right now.
I was fairly certain you were talking about Robert Air Force walking into the room right now. When you coming out of the ring, I was like, the Cruiserweight, is Robert Air Force the Cruiserweight Champion?
He's our Cruiserweight
Robert
Champion.
Robert Air Force is the guy champion. Who could be called Buddy Murphy.
I do have jello shots, everybody.
Oh, well,
boy.
The Cruiserweight Champion, everybody! Robert Space Force!
Don't.
Woo!
That's a great Sting impression. That was a Sting really move, not a Ric Flair move. Yeah, definitely very good.
Posture was there. Everything you needed there. All right, who do we got here, guys? Cedric Alexander, Buddy Murphy.
Cedric,
it's time.
Buddy Murphy. Because
I'll take Buddy.
It's a cruiserweight. Yeah, it doesn't matter. Blah, 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 blah.
I'm taking the champ, Buddy Murphy.
It's time for Cedric to get it back.
Gertie.
He's gone through his story.
Chris Goad.
Buddy Murphy.
I was waiting for him to say, like, Buddy Alexander and just leave us all confused.
I've always liked Cedric.
In my mind, Buddy Murphy can't lose. He's married to Alexa Bliss.
He's not married yet.
They're not married yet?
No, I think they got married.
I think they got married recently.
That was a little fast.
Who am I thinking?
Chain married.
I think they've been engaged, like...
Yeah, they've been engaged since NXT.
For a long time.
Next match we're going to go for, because we're not sure if it's pre-show or not. We're pretty sure it's pre-show, is the tag team mix challenge.
The mix match challenge. Robert Air Force, I'm glad you're here, because you actually watched this thing, didn't you?
I'm a couple weeks behind.
Okay, but you watched more of it than me.
More than
I've
the rest of us combined.
2 weeks of it, and that's as far as I could get through it.
This much.
The mixed match challenge actually has stakes this year.
It does.
The winner of this whole thing gets the... For both the men and the women, gets the 30th spot in their respective Royal Rumbles.
So the stakes are very high for this. And we think this is a kickoff show match. So based on what you've seen, who do you have?
I have, just based on everything that's been going on and just how much the crowd's been loving them, and Vince for that matter, I think Fabulous Truth has got it.
You think Fabulous Truth has it?
For those of you that are not aware, the two contenders are the Fabulous Truth, featuring R-Truth and Carmella, versus Mahalisha, featuring Jinder Mahal and Alicia Fox.
Shanti.
I was about to say Keys, and that was not going to
happen. That'd be quite the swing if Jinder Mahal was tagged with Alicia Keys.
I know. I had to change my vote if Alicia Keys was in there.
No, because she keeps on falling.
Oh man.
Alicia Keepun's burning up the podcast. Yeah.
All
right. And the crowd goes mild.
I think the crowd just died.
Who you got, Ryan?
Does that matter?
It's a
pre-show match.
Truth.
So Fabulous Truth?
Yep.
How about you, Mo?
Fabulous Truth, yes. Because even...
I'm taking Mahalisha.
I'll take the Fabulous Truth. Carmella's looking fine as hell lately. Here's like, extra fine.
The hair. I have a prediction.
Dance break!
Working for me.
Boom!
Is Chris good flossing?
Does that mean Fabulous Truth?
No, he's penguining.
That means Fabulous Truth, right?
Yeah. That'd be weird.
R-Truth is going to try.
Wait, oh, Robert Air Force is flossing. Let's do that one more time.
He's trying. We have trying.
We're not Facebook Live.
I'm feeling Facebook Live today. Let's go Mahalisha.
Thanks the Lord.
Wait, I got an extra bonus prediction.
What's that?
Bonus. In at the Royal Rumble, R-Truth is going to try to enter the women's Royal Rumble. And then...
Y'all be good.
Then Carmella's gonna be like, "No, it's me. I'm gonna go."
No, that's a pretty decent prediction. I would laugh at that. Laughing at it now.
So our next match is for the Intercontinental Championship.
Is that Seth versus Dean?
Singles match for the WWE Intercontinental Championship. Seth Rollins is your defending champion versus Dean Ambrose.
I'm pretty sure it's just a singles match as well as reading.
But it's a championship match, so it's worth two.
Okay,
I'm going to start off by saying I think this is going to start Seth's run for the Universal title picture. Yeah. So I think he's going to drop the title with Dean.
It's going to start his run, so he's going to lose.
That's what they do.
Okay,
I agree.
He can't carry the IC title while he's chasing the Universal title.
I think Dean's got it tonight.
Yeah.
Then they'll have one more match. Dean will win again, and then that really starts the.
Yeah, I'll take Dean as well. That said, I wouldn't actually be terribly surprised if this match didn't have either a double DQ or something didn't happen. But I'll take Dean as the right choice, I believe.
I'm gonna go against the room here. I'm taking Seth because. He's repping the IC title on Raw, and this feud is not going away, I don't think, between him and Dean. Oh, yeah. And Brock is just going to be hanging out, and we can have Corbin fight him later. It's fine.
Yep. You haven't let go of that, have you?
I'm not letting go of that, man. Corbin's the man. He's going to be your permanent GM tonight.
Corbin is the terrible.
And Seth Rollins.
That match is later. I need a Ryback pick.
All right, I predicted. since Seth Rollins adapted the Shadows... But Dean was born into the Shadows. That's a Bane reference.
You gotta say it like
it's
Bane,
gonna be.
Though.
I was born in the Shadows.
There you go. There you go. You can't quote it without doing the voice.
I got a feeling Dean is going to win for the stupidest character transition. He will also win that award.
That being said, Dean's jacket does look like Bane.
It does.
Yes.
It will be very painful for us.
I'm going to hit you with a dirty deeds.
Dean Ambrose.
Your mom?
For the record, I want to say for now my frustration for the fact that every single week we do this, I have to yell across every single room in this house to get one man's picks.
I don't know who that could be.
He used to have a mustache higher than it is now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew that joke was coming in at some point.
Behind the paywall was Roy's debut.
Next, in a tables, ladders, and chairs match, we've got Braun Strowman versus Baron Corbin. But there's some pretty interesting stipulations on this one.
What would those be, Nate Dogg?
If Braun Strowman wins, he will receive a Universal Championship match at the Royal Rumble, and Corbin will be stripped of all authoritative power. If Corbin wins, he will become full-time general manager of Raw. 1 point or 2 point, boys?
That's a one-pointer. Look how quiet you got the room here. You just yelled at everybody.
Yeah.
Wait to be a substitute teacher, Nate Dogg.
Mean teacher, Nate Dogg.
Jeez.
What happens when you put a clipboard in my hand?
you don't have the clipboard. You have the notebook.
I do have the clipboard.
Give me that. Bad dog.
Oh, God, where's the newspaper?
Quickly before we go into this, I want to talk about the Seth Rollins tables, ladders, and chairs match that he had with Baron Corbin. Since we're talking about both these guys, that was the best main event they've had on Raw in a very long time. And Raw's had some of the lowest ratings in the history
and
for a while.
Used Seth to call it out.
Well, also the last hour Raw also had the lowest rating. The last hour of Raw has one of the lowest ratings in the history of ratings, like our ratings for the show.
So
if TLC couldn't pick it up.
Yeah, we're going to talk more about Raw and stuff on our next podcast, but I just wanted that to be known that, it's not looking good as far as ratings go over here. And give me Baron Corbin for the pick, because Strowman's hurt.
No.
Me and Robert Air Force are wearing the same shirt.
Wow. Well, they're not even wrestling shirts. That is.
No, that's just.
Whoa.
Usually.
Yeah. Wow.
They're similar, but they're not.
Usually, I have to be in a bar with someone I hate for this to happen.
Oh, they're pretty.
I can confirm they're different.
Nope. So
they are different, but that is like the closest.
This is their way of telling us they're starting a tag team. That's what it is.
Here's how I'm gonna rationalize my pick of Braun Strowman for that match, because Braun Strowman has like the John Cena gene. You think he's gonna be out forever, and all of a sudden, yeah. I think what they do is they build up his injuries to be worse than they actually are. It was bone spurs.
No, actually, I want to change my pick here. Because I do recall that Corbin saying that Braun couldn't beat him with one arm, and I think he's going to. That's where I'm at.
I've also got Braun Strowman.
Well, and Braun Strowman has more talent in his one arm.
That's incorrect.
Baron Corbin is good. He's just kind of an ass.
Corbin is that a pick?
Corbin is great.
Baron Corbin may be the most improved this year.
Cool. If you don't want to do that, Nate Dogg, I'll do it. If it's you're getting that agitated, man.
I just get agitated.
You need to calm down. This is a happy space here.
Do you need a drink?
Oh, no.
Oh, he went there.
Somebody give him a rub behind the ears.
Ryan, I'm your closest.
No.
Good boy. You want a treat?
guys, ASMR Nate Dogg is definitely behind the paywall. All
right, you know, right now, I think I'm going to go Braun.
Give me Braun as well, by the way.
Ryan?
Oh, I said Braun.
Did you?
Yeah.
And you know what? I have learned from past mistakes that being a contrarian is not the way
to go. Oh, you're not doing it today?
So I've got myself Braun Strowman as well, mostly because I just hate Baron Corbin that much.
I really like Baron Corbin. I think that he's doing good work. I think he's a great general manager. He has a presence about him, and you guys all hate him, which means he's doing great work.
Like I said, I think he's the most improved of 2018. I don't know who else.
He's been great for a long time. I've been on this train.
You don't think he's improved a ton this year compared to what he was?
No, I think he's always
talked
good.
You can still be great and still improve. That's a thing.
You've seen some of his NXT work.
From NXT, but his main card stuff, I feel like it's
his
been
his main
about,
card stuff. You think has been on par with
it? I mean, correct me if I'm wrong.
Since he's been on Raw, he's been fine.
Since Raw, yeah. Okay, I'll consider that. We should discuss this further on another episode.
Last few Raws have been the lowest rated, and they've prominently featured a lot of Baron Corbin.
Oh yeah, it's been
coincidence. Nope.
No, it's terrible. It's the Drew McIntyre Dolph Ziggler feud here, Ryan. Mm-hmm. Don't fucking put that on Corbin. That's what it is.
He's general manager. I'm putting that on Corbin.
you're putting on Stephanie McMahon too?
Buddy Murphy retains.
Oh, well. Okay.
Yes.
See, yeah. I'm not going to win the title again until next Survivor Series anyway, so.
quickly, I want to talk about that. You had back-to-back Survivor Series title wins, and you had a perfect card this past time. So three claps for Mo, you guys. That's some sort of history.
No Ric Flairs?
But woo! I don't know. Is that what you're asking
three
for?
Three claps and a Ric Flair? You haven't heard that one before?
No.
Okay, we'll work on it. I'm sorry.
This podcast is just not going Nate Yard Dog.
It's not. It's like he's in the doghouse or something.
Which is why we're going to talk about the Raw Women's Championship. That always gets to Nate Dog Revan. We've got our defending.
Watch
out for the Red Rocket.
Oh boy.
Defending champion Ronda Rousey versus Nia Jax. Ready, go.
Give me Ronda.
I'll also take Ronda.
Me too. You know what Nia stands? No chance! Yeah, that's what she's got.
I hate you all.
Do you want another shot at that? Rubber Air Force?
Good job. Nice try.
I
would not be surprised if Nia wins this, though.
Which is why I'm picking Nia, because you know what? Y'all have just made me a contrarian.
No, that's good. You be the Nate Yard Dog.
You be your best.
NYD.
NYD. NYD. That's my dog, y'all.
Next up, we've got the WWE Championship featuring your defending champion, Daniel Bryan.
The new Daniel Bryan.
My apologies. The new Daniel Bryan. of which, for the record, I am loving this, like, with Seattle vibe where he just hates everybody.
Douchebag Daniel Bryan is my favorite thing ever.
Pearl Jam has released a statement, and they are looking for Eddie Vedder. That is what I want to be known right now.
Versus AJ Styles.
Give me the new DB, yep. Daniel Bryan.
I will take the killer of the Yes Movement, Daniel Bryan.
Yeah. Let me just say, I'm just going to go, fuck that, give me Daniel Bryan.
You got to give props to The Miz. You know, he's stealing from The Miz's playbook. He said it on Miz TV on SmackDown.
Have a double cheeseburger, Joe.
Why?
You'll okay. Stop talking.
Oh, okay.
Fickle! Fickle! Give me the new Daniel Bryan. Lashley!
I need...
Join Lashley. Daniel Bryan.
And Mo?
I gotta go with Daniel Bryan.
Like I said, I'm loving the D-bag.
It might be my current state, but I do not hate that.
Oh, God.
I do.
This is great.
Why my mouth?
You don't even like heels, though, Nate. That's why I'm surprised that you like the new Daniel Bryan. Like, so, you're like all the faces, and you hate all
so
the heels.
So I normally am a face guy versus a heel guy, but I will say this when it comes to the new Daniel Bryan. First off, like, as much as I'm normally not an environmental guy, the fact that he's actually using, as much as we all hate them, logical arguments, for me, logic trumps all.
Ooh, okay.
You know, and I think those in this room know that about me by now, which is why, like I said, the fact that he's actually using logical arguments, as much as I hate those arguments being said, which, for the record, global warming is a thing, but not as big of a thing as the Democrats want you to believe.
Whoa, hang on, what?
Amen, thank you.
I was not expecting that.
Former SmackDown Women's Championship.
Hang on. Just part some work here.
Let's not make this a political podcast.
No,
the undisputed podcast of the world.
The guests
of this show's opinions are their own, and by no means represent the podcast as a whole.
True. All right. Very true.
Hold up, Trebuchites. I want y'all to know right now that I'm on weed brownies, and I was not expecting this. I was not expecting this to go political. I was just trying to have a nice little wrestle chat here. And,
dude, what's your finger?
Eddie Vedder, go back to Pearl Jam. That's all I wanted to say here.
Dude, what's your finger smell like?
I know, it smells weird. Right?
Anyway, you were saying,
for the SmackDown Women's Championship in a triple threat tables, ladders, and chair match, you have your defending champion, the man, Becky Lynch, versus Charlotte Flair and Asuka. Who we got?
There is only one answer. The man, Becky Lynch.
You're looking at it right now. Looking at it right now.
Yep. Quite the man.
Oh.
I'd let her wear the pants in the relationship.
You know what I'm saying?
So, David liked that one.
So Showtime and Trebuchet learned something about me this past Monday.
Oh, boy.
They have found the first person that likes this Becky Lynch less than the old one.
Yeah, no, you don't like the man.
Yeah, we found Nate Squatch, everybody.
Yes.
I don't like this man character.
It's like the female Stone Cold.
Which is kind of why I don't like it, to be completely honest.
She was do you not like Stone Cold Steve Austin before?
I do like Stone Cold Steve Austin, but I just think Becky, like, at least for me, went off better as a face,
They
could have gone about it a better way of making her a heel.
I don't know a
better
way. What did
you want her to do? Like beat up some old folks at like a nursing home?
I disagree, but personally, my take on this match is I would love for Asuka to win this because her
pick.
No, it's not. I'm just saying I would love for Asuka to win this because
is her, that a pick?
Her no,
Nate Dogg.
Her character. I'm on Weed Brownie. Stop doing that. I feel like I'm saying it for the first time.
Again.
That being said, I would like for Asuka to win this match And that's not a pick. I can do this all night. I'm on weed brownies.
God damn it.
But I would like for her to win this match, but because her character's just getting buried in the fold, and the undefeated streak was really, you know, something, and now she's getting down there with the Mandy Roses. Like, she's just an overlooked person. And my pick is Becky, because she's the man. That's what's going to happen.
Showtime!
I have all the same opinions of Trebuchet, except that I do think Asuka's going to win the match. I think we're going to get... it's going to lead into a four horsewomen of wrestling in the Royal Rumble meeting up, and then perhaps having some interaction with the NXT ones. I don't know for sure, but I do think all four of the four horsewomen of pro wrestling will be going into the Women's Royal Rumble without titles. Okay. So Asuka is my pick.
Mo?
I gotta go with the man.
Woo! I gotta go with Becky. I'm sorry. I hear the man and I want to woo because that's Ric Flair.
Didn't Charlotte?
To be the man, you gotta beat the
Didn't
man.
Didn't Becky beat up Ric Flair one time?
Mr. Lynch.
Yeah.
So she is the man. Yeah, she beat the man.
She is the man. That's logical. I get it. No, we figured it out. Good job. Two dang.
All right, so I'm going Asuka because why have the champion enter the Royal Rumble? Because Becky's going to face Ronda at WrestleMania. So Becky's going to win herself that Royal Rumble. Doesn't need the title right now because she's going to be on the Raw side.
So you're saying that Becky is going to lose tonight and then she's going to win the Royal Rumble and go to Raw?
Mm-hmm. Or not go to Raw, but she's going to challenge Ronda at WrestleMania for the title.
The Raw title?
Okay. I would say when she go to Raw.
It inevitably ends with her. She does go to Raw.
Yeah.
But yes, I agree with everything, Ryan.
Back and forth kind of thing.
And that may help the ratings of Raw, too, by the way.
Yeah, Becky. Setting the most overt talent, not women's talent in the WWE, Becky Lynch over to Raw would help the ratings.
That,
I agree.
Ronda
versus Becky would be a huge match.
I also want this match to be the main event of TLC tonight.
I think there's at least an 80% chance it does happen, and I agree.
I have one word for y'all.
Woo! You're picking Charlotte.
That I am.
Doing it with Flair.
Next up, we've got Finn Balor versus Drew McIntyre in a singles match. That's literally all it says.
That's a great. Gimme Balor.
Balor as well.
Can we just take Drew McIntyre off of TV?
I'm gonna take the fucking
worst.
I think Drew's gonna win. I don't want him to win, but I'll take
Drew here as well.
They're establishing Drew as
Could others. The stakes be any lower for this match?
No. No, they could not.
This is the first I'm hearing of it. Like,
Wikipedia gives me four words, that's all you need to know.
No, this is like an exhibition. Like you just started up WWE 2K19 and you're just playing with whatever.
Yeah.
You're waiting.
You're like, God damn it, I'm Drew McIntyre. Elias
what?
Is got
the
guitar.
Okay, so maybe we should do this pick right now.
I meant he's gonna sing a song.
I need a Balor.
Because what does WWE stand for?
Walk with Elias.
Robert Air Force, Balor or McIntyre?
Oh man, shit! I don't want to go against Finn because he's my man, but
don't do it then.
The smart thing is to go with McIntyre. So, give me McIntyre.
Okay, for our next match, because we're seeing one of the characters on the TV, so we're not sure if it's actually happening yet or not, is Elias versus Bobby Lashley in a ladder match where a guitar will be suspended above the ring and the first to retrieve it can use it as a weapon. Guitar on a pole without the pole, and cue rant.
Lashley!
That's not what I meant, but that works.
Well, I'm picking Elias.
I'm on the rant, though.
Oh. Sorry.
I'm gonna go Buddy, I'm also on Pop Brownie. Stop that.
Wow, way to fake people out.
I just like saying it.
Mo, who you got?
Elias.
I'm going to take Elias, too, but I think Lashley's going to get... Wait, so the winner... Isn't based off of who grabs the
guitar. That isn't made clear to me. Is
do you have to use it to win? Or
The only thing with the guitar is it's up there. If you grab it, you can use it.
Is the match won by retriving it or by pinfall or submission?
Pinfall or submission.
I think Lashley will get the guitar, but I think Elias is going
to
win.
I think Leo Rush is going to get the guitar.
Ooh.
I agree.
That's what's going to happen here. But Elias is going to win this match.
I will take Lashley.
Someday. Okay, everybody.
Someday. That and the 23-year-old piece of gold.
Leo Rush.
My man. Is, well, you already know. What does WWE stand for?
Walk with Elias!
Nice callback. It was fun.
I like it. You want 8 minutes Wednesday?
I think they're doing this now.
Oh, they're doing this now. We're doing it now.
Oh, huh.
We're doing right back, I need a pick.
Elias.
Go, did you pick yet?
Yep.
And you know what? As much as I'm normally a face guy versus a heel guy, I have grown to love me some Elias.
Elias is going face.
His face.
His character was born in our great city.
Well,
Elias is a good guy.
Yeah, he's also a great musician, by the way.
Very good music.
Download his album on
iTunes.
I
will say, I saw his thing that he did in Seattle.
You saw his thing
the other day?
Oh my god. Man, that was epic.
Yeah,
he and Kevin Owens together?
Oh god, that.
I can't wait till Kevin Owens comes back.
Dude, in Seattle, that boo. That boo went on forever.
We've lost Trebuchet, everyone.
Trebuchet's talking about penises. Nate Dogg's talking about the Supersonic. Right.
Let's move this on.
I thought they were the same thing. Warrior SmackDown Tag Team Championship.
Oh. Go ahead.
You've got. They don't raise the bar.
They are the bar
as your defending champions versus the New Day versus the Usos.
This is probably the hardest match to pick of the night.
Give me the bar.
And also,
give me the bar. Not hard.
One sec. For the WWE SmackDown, it is a triple threat team match.
Yep.
Tag team.
Yeah. It's going to be complete fucking chaos.
Yes.
I've got the bar.
I got the bar, too.
I go advantage New Day.
I'm rooting for New Day more than the bar, but I'm picking the bar.
I go...
One sec. Showtime, you had the bar, and Trebuchet had the New Day.
I'm going New Day.
The bar.
Yep. See, I'll pick one.
Right back.
There's really no one left for the bar to feud with on SmackDown. Like,
well, they've already gone. SmackDown is Atlanta tag teams. Like, Raw's tag division is the worst.
Yeah, like, I don't understand. Like,
but they're the Good Brothers, the club. I don't know why they even insanity.
Here's something that's gonna make the A Train mad. Those. I watched Bobby Roode and Chad Gable win the tag team championships on Raw, and I did not give a shit.
I am wearing Sanity's a Bobby heel. Roode shirt, and that made me mad.
I know. Well,
Sanity's heel.
Well, you're collateral damage right now, Nate.
I heard a New Day.
I know, but the bar is heel, though, and so it's... Yeah.
I heard New Day.
Give me the Usos.
Way to steal my pick, Air Force. I was going to be all contrarian, and then you went all contrarian first, and now I'm mad. And in a tables match, Natalya versus Ruby Riott. You can hear my excitement.
No, this is a grudge match. Ruby Riott like broke Jim the Anvil Neidhart's sunglasses.
Oh, yeah. Natalya's got
That's right. The Neidhart table.
Are you doing your Trump impression right now? It was amazing. It was fantastic.
It's going to be the best table.
The best. Leo's in the ring.
It was a wonderful table for those of you that did not see it. It had Jim the Anvil Neidhart on it. That being said, I will... So, for those of you that also aren't aware, I am a Boy Scout to the core, so this making fun of someone's dead dad thing is not my favorite thing in the world.
Yeah, I don't like that either.
Yeah. So, I believe that's exactly what it's supposed to do.
I know.
Right, which is why Natalia's got to get her comeuppance and get her win.
I'm really happy they did it, and I wish they'd do it more.
Well, that'd be Ruby Riott getting her comeuppance.
Yeah.
I
know what you're
Natalia would be
say,
delivering the comeuppance.
Trying to say.
Yeah.
I'm going for Natty as well, as much as I don't like her. And as cute as I think Ruby Riott is, I gotta go for Natty here. Simply on the, you don't make fun of someone's dead dad.
Yep. No, that's on a principle standard is what your pick is. Now, listen to this. Because Ruby Riott is living in Natalia's head right now.
Rent free.
Riott Squad, because they have Liv Morgan. Book it. Riott. It's chaos. It's exactly what they're supposed to do, and Natalya is going through a table. Testify.
I'm gonna take Ruby Riott. Not for those reasons, but
reasons.
Did you eat another brownie?
Nope. Man, I've never seen him.
The boner.
That was exhausting.
Yeah,
for you.
Good job.
That was all the McDonald's, wasn't it?
I heard it hit the table.
Fuck all you guys. Yeah, Ruby Riot, please. Thanks.
I can't even.
I don't know.
The hell of a podcast.
I didn't even have the brownie.
I don't know.
Pick one.
Ruby Riot.
Mo.
Natalia.
I'm picking with what
Ryback.
More than anything else this time.
Natty.
And for our last match of the night, I'll be honest, I'm kind of mad about this
one. Oh, okay. Why? Why are you so upset, dog?
So you've got Rey Mysterio versus Randy Orton in a chairs match. Why did they have to pick the two people I like and put them together?
Did you see...
Like, normally this is pretty easy for me to pick one or the other.
Did you see Orton unmask Mysterio?
Yeah.
Yeah, Orton's been a big old douche to Mysterio lately. Like, beat him down with chairs, imagine that. And then Rey got some comeback with chairs, imagine that. And now we have a little bit of a grudge match, but it's Randy Orton, so it looks like every other, you know,
right
feud he's had in his whole career, because he's Blandy Orton. Yep. So
Randy Stale Chips Orton.
Give me Randy. Oh. By that, just give me Randy Orton, because
give me Randy Orton too.
He always wins these things.
Randy Mysterio. I picked Mysterio.
Okay. Mysterio hasn't been winning anything.
I'll take
exactly, since he's been back.
And Randy Orton Mysterio came out on top on the go-home show.
On the ladder.
I'll take Mysterio.
You gonna make it Showtime?
I'm sure she's gonna try.
You're wearing that New World Order shirt. You're looking a lot like Scott Hall.
Wait, somebody get a taser. Sweet.
So your 8-mil aggo.
Aggo, yes.
At least we're not on an airplane.
It's cool. I'm representing X-Pac over here. It's fine, man.
Hey, Cody Goat.
What do you mean, six?
Yeah, six-Pac, excuse me. Just can't keep my tongue in my mouth. Hit me up, Liv Morgan. I'm not Pop Bounty. It's not my fault.
I've got two apiece.
Come back to me.
Ryback.
Lashley's going up the ladder.
Randy Orton and Rey Mysterio.
I'm going to go with Rey, because chair matches are made for the babyface to get revenge on the bat.
Give me Ray 2. Give me Ray 2. I'm thinking that.
Powerbomb onto the ladder.
I love me some 619. We're going Rey Mysterio.
Who's that jumping out the sky?
R-E-Y.
Mysterio.
Here we go.
Hey, everybody. Now we can watch the shows.
And that is going to do it for picks. And that's going to bring us to final thoughts.
Can I get the first final thought in?
No, hey, to brew?
Yeah, Nayard Dog's got to make an exit, so yes, you may. Yes, you may. Thank you for being secretary, by the way.
You are very welcome. So, for those of you that are actually, like, interested in any of the behind-the-scenes of said podcast...
What happened? It was to grab the guitar.
And Elias has it, so...
And Elias won.
So go ahead, Nate.
For those of you that are wondering about the ins and outs of this podcast and such, we're actually going to... we're toying with the idea of something new. And Roy, if you are listening to this, this is your cue to turn off now.
Yes. We're going digital, right?
We're planning on going digital. I'm going to do a little bit of research into conditional formatting in Excel and see if we can get this whole thing together in a nice little spreadsheet that can be filled out on the interwebs.
Whoa.
So that those that like aren't here on time and whatnot, rather than having to text everything in and then also having to deal with the Nate Yard Dog's not-so-fantastic handwriting, can just like see it all in a digital form. So I'm excited to nerd out a little bit.
I can't wait to derail the wrestling chat on Facebook with us talking back and forth about Excel.
Yeah, Cody Goats gets it.
I'm going to send some hate mail to that goat.
And with that, Nate Yard Dog says woof, woof.
Nate Yard Dog out.
Oh, wow.
Nice job.
High-pitched
woof. All right. Final thoughts? Go ahead, Showtime.
Hey, Roy, you can start listening again.
I need this final thoughts because I need to go sit in the other room for a minute.
a minute?
Wait, more than a minute. Please don't interrupt me. This is really hard.
Is it a 5K after a minute? Okay, go ahead.
I have two things I want to say.
Maybe
first
I'm wrong.
I have two things I want to say.
This marks the 1 year I've been on the podcast. I think I'd like to take some credit for all some of the cool things that have been going on in this podcast. You know, Comic-Con, going to once a week.
No, you can't have all of it.
I don't want all of it.
I want to give it all to you.
Joe needs some, too.
You know who I am.
trying to make Justin heal.
So I've been having a good time on this podcast, as you can tell. Just want to say thanks for having me for a year. The other thing is... I need to go sit in the other room because I can't remember what the second thing was. Showtime out of this world, man.
Hold on. Final thoughts, Robert?
I'd love that if you just stopped there. We're like, I am left. I am left.
Man. He's Showtime's higher in space than I am.
Right? Yeah. Good one, Space Force.
Shoot. We've got a pretty good show ahead of us tonight, I think.
Guys. We do. It's been so far so good.
Yeah. Got two matches down. Surprisingly, that means I think, which I didn't expect, the Mixed Match Challenge is going to be on the main card.
I like it.
Probably because you're like stipulations.
Yeah, because of the stakes for it, yeah.
High stakes.
Yeah. But no, I'm really looking forward to the triple threat SmackDown Women's Championship match. That'll be really good.
Main event, hopefully.
Hopefully. We're hoping. That'll be my match of the night, hopefully.
Cool.
But
Air Force
those
out.
Are my thoughts?
Yes.
Air Force out.
All right. First and final thoughts, David Batista. And another.
My final thoughts?
Yeah.
Jesus, I haven't said anything the whole time.
You've been creeping over my shoulder this whole time.
I've just been chilling, man.
Yeah.
Well, shit.
Nice shirt, by the way.
Thank you. Flower power shirt. Felt like being pretty today. I just hope everyone has fun out there and gives it 110%. Yeah.
That was good. I liked it. It was short, it was sweet, right to the point. All right, final thoughts. Upper lip.
Come see me and David at Sunday Night Funny. He's a missed part of the pay-per-view. We'll be back for it. We're going to tell some jokes. They're going to be good to mediocre. And then we're going to come back here and we're going to party hard and catch up with all you hooligans.
When
it's time
to party,
mm-hmm.
They will party hard.
Yep. All right. Final thoughts, Ryback.
As of late, Raw's been worse than Sam Roberts' beard. Sam Roberts looks like he just drank milk and said that was a bad decision.
Got another one?
Come on.
I'm really hoping Raw gets a lot friggin' better, because SmackDown's been a lot friggin' good. That's good language. And I'm looking forward to Royal Rumble, because that's when stuff really starts heating up.
Well, Vince is shaking things up. Including
the chili, too.
NXT time tomorrow.
Yes, good. Ryback is out. Yes, Vince, the chairman of the board, McMahon, will be there on Monday Night Raw this Monday. So, we'll look forward to that. Final thoughts, champ.
Well, hey guys, I just want to say it's been good being the champ. I'm going to retire until next year at Survivor Series because this isn't looking good so far. But just hope for a good show tonight. Don't really care about anything else. If I don't win, that's fine. We're having fun. Just want a good show.
So,
Mo out.
Cool. Well, that just leaves me, Trebuchet, here. And you guys... It's tables, ladders, and chairs. Oh, my. Tables and ladders and chairs. Oh, my. Tables and ladders and chairs. Oh, my. And for this pay-per-view to be the best thing ever, I just want Mick Foley to be a part of it in some way. That is what I want for these holidays. And if I don't get it, that's fine. I will take being your undisputed champion as a consolation prize instead. That is fine. I am on Pop Brownies. I will be back, hope, in a more sober state next time, you guys. Trebuchet out.